This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Welcome to another episode of the Geotechnical Engineering Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Green, and in today's episode, we're going to discuss the crucial aspects of urban geotechnical design, ensuring inclusivity and accessibility. And in the realm of foundations and structures, we're delving beyond the mere physicality of our work. Today, we're discussing how geotechnical engineering becomes the driving force of creating spaces that welcome everyone in our community. And with that, let's dive right into today's episode.
Before we dive in, we'd like to recognize our sponsor for this episode, PPI, a leader in engineering exam prep for the FE and PE exams. PPI provides expert prep courses and study resources designed to help you pass the FE and PE exams the first time. PPI's live online courses include hours of lectures, problem-solving demonstrations, exam strategy sessions, office hours, and a passing guarantee. Check out PPI today at ppi2pass.com to see all the options available for FE and PE exam prep. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Sidewalk designs, bridging the gap to universal mobility. Our journey begins with the very ground we walk on, sidewalks. For many, navigating urban spaces is seamless, but for those using wheelchairs or powered chairs, small design flaws can become impassable barriers. To bridge this gap, we must prioritize designs ensuring smooth, wide, and gently sloping paths. The integration of tactile paving is also critical for those in the community that have vision impairments such as blindness and low vision, offering a way to navigate urban spaces safely and independently. These design considerations go beyond movement. They endorse the right to participate fully in public life. Rooting for accessibility, the urban canopy and its challenges. Now let's shift our focus to the urban canopy. Trees are valued for their environmental and social benefits, yet their roots can pose challenges for accessibility. By employing root barriers and flexible pavement designs, geotechnical engineers can preserve tree health while ensuring accessible sidewalks. This dual approach exemplifies the complex but rewarding nature of designing inclusive urban spaces. The ethos of universal design in geotechnical engineering. Adopting the principles of universal design means envisioning projects accessible to all. The ethos challenges geotechnical engineers to think beyond compliance, striving for spaces inherently inclusive for every user. This approach enhances functionality, aesthetics, and promotes equity and dignity for all community members. Community engagement, the keystone of inclusive urban design. The essence of inclusive design lies in understanding the lived experiences of those with disabilities. Geotechnical engineers must engage directly with these communities from early planning stages all the way through to project completion. By fostering open dialogue and actively seeking input, engineers ensure their projects resonate with the needs and aspirations of all users. Navigating the legal landscape beyond compliance towards advocacy. While the compliance with disability laws is mandatory, geotechnical engineers have the ability to advocate for more ambitious accessibility standards. Staying informed with advancements in accessibility, research, and technology allows engineers to push the regulations reflecting the latest understandings of inclusive design. By showcasing the benefits of accessible urban projects, engineers can play a pivotal role in shifting public and political attitudes towards a more inclusive approach to urban development. At the end of the day, we as engineers, we want to design for the communities that we are serving. And in order to truly understand who we're serving, we have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to understand what it is that people need. And we have to be willing to consider those things as a part of what we're doing for design. And if we do that, we'll truly be designing spaces that are accessible and usable by all the community that we serve. In conclusion, the path to creating accessible and inclusive urban environments is not just a technical challenge, but a moral imperative. Geotechnical engineers, armed with unique skills and perspectives, can construct not only the physical infrastructure, but also the social infrastructure supporting diversity and inclusion. By committing to universal design, community engagement, and legal advocacy, we can build a world where everyone has equal access to the opportunities that urban life offers. Thank you for joining us on this journey towards a more inclusive future. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and or questions. Please feel free to go to geotechnicalengineeringpodcast.com, where you'll find a summary of the key points discussed in today's episode, as well as links to the resources, websites, or books mentioned during this episode. Until next time, I wish you the very best in all of your geotechnical engineering endeavors. Peace.